And now for a broader look at this issue, let's check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, features in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Last week, President Trump and Education Secretary DeVos called on schools across the country to reopen on their originally planned dates, despite the continued spread of COVID-19. Here in Arizona, Governor Ducey and Superintendent Hoffman weren't enthusiastic about that, and Ducey says the state will open schools when it's safe. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Phil Boas, editorial page editor for The Republic, about school reopenings and what columnist Bob Robb wrote about them over the weekend.
When the pandemic started, my wife and I, we sat down with our kids and we were trying to get them to take seriously the pandemic. And we were telling them that this is probably the most disruptive moment in our lifetimes, and it probably will be in yours. But you just need to pull back to consider just how large 2020 has been. And then you add to that the schools. The schools, for the first time in history, almost all the world schools have closed their doors. We have 1.5 billion students from preschool through higher ed, according to Brookings, who are without formal access to learning. So it is truly a pivotal moment in history that we're facing.
Trying to figure out when, in fact, to open schools. We saw last week President Trump, Secretary DeVos, really, really pushing to make sure schools reopen. And yet we heard Governor Ducey, in accord with Superintendent Hoffman, basically say we're going to open when it is safe, when it is efficient and the right time to do it. And Bob Robb brings up a few perspectives on this. What do you make of the fact that Bob says that we should really wait and see, and it shouldn't be based on a rush to get things started? It's that we want to make sure when things do get started that we can do them with the hope of making sure that the things do not get out of hand too quickly.
Right. Well, had things remained stable, and when the governor had lifted the stay-at-home executive order, when that had been lifted, had things stayed stable, there probably wouldn't be a problem. But they didn't. I mean, the virus has reignited in Arizona, and Arizona has become essentially the epicenter for infection, for transmission in the country, in a nation that is the epicenter for the world right now in this disease. So he's tapping into what parents are feeling right now. They're feeling panic. They don't know what to expect and whether it's safe and how this is going to work. And so the administrators, teachers are also feeling the same unease. And so it's probably time to tap the brakes on this, and let's give it a little more time. Let's see what the virus does. And let's also figure out the protocols for how we're going to do this safely.
Maybe Bob's best line of the piece for me is that decisions about reopening schools shouldn't be based on the assumption that kids are not going to be kids. And he mentions whether it's from kindergarten all the way to high school seniors, will these students actually practice social distancing? So that's another reason to wait until it seems at least that the virus is somewhat under control, which it clearly is not right now.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good bet. I mean, we watched as the doors swung open in Arizona and we started reopening. It was young people, college age people, that were flying out to the night spots and not practicing social distancing, not wearing masks. And the virus took off again. And I would imagine with public school kids, it's going to be pretty hard to keep them distanced and keep them in masks, wearing masks the proper ways. That's probably a good bet on his part and something we have to consider as we consider reopening.
And Phil, finally, Bob mentions about changing some bigger things in terms of what the length of the school year should be in Arizona, or at least the months where we start and finish, and also discussing the school day itself. So comment on those and what Bob has to say about that. And also, do you think that this is a time, because the pandemic forced it, that there will be, or it is a time to rethink some of these basic things like when our kids are in school, both in terms of the months and the time of day?
That is both a national and global phenomenon. It's being talked about by educators all over the world right now. And Bob has a pretty good idea. And basically he's saying, we need to go to a year-round model. And that would be an 8-to-5 school day that would match the schedule of families, working parents, And it would give students more time in school. They would still go to class the same amount of hours in Bob's model, but they would have the rest of their day to do their homework at school with proctors, with aides who could help them with their homework. That would free the teachers to continue to do what they usually do in that latter half of the day, and that's preparing for the next day or grading or whatever. They would still have that time. But essentially, it would help especially with young people who suffer from what we call the opportunity gap, from young people from distressed neighborhoods, who's you know, may come from broken homes, who don't get the kind of attention at home that kids in, for instance, two-parent families or wealthier families tend to get. And it would help to close that gap between those children.
That is Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Always good to talk with you, Phil. Take care.
Great talking to you, Steve. Thanks.